ധ്യായാമോദവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ഠിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാതാംഗലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിത ശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീ നിത്യം നിരന്തരാനന്ദം ചിദ്ഘനം ബ്രഹ്മ നിർഭയം ശ്രുത്യാ തർക്കാനുഭൂതിഭ്യാം അഹമസ്മ്യദ്വയം സദാ. Narada in the next sutra gives like a very important advice, a very important sadhana like that we have to follow, and it is very important. It's so important that like understanding the meaning and living by it like will make our spiritual path very easy, very simple. To or in other words, it will become very easy to achieve Ishvara, to realize Ishvara, if we follow what Narada says. The next sutra is Stri Dhana Nastika Charitram Na Shravaniyam. So Narada says there are three things, or three we can say gossips, that we have to avoid. So one is three. Three means like women. Here it means like not just women. Kamini Kanchanam is what Shankara says in Bhajagovindam, and Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had this like very his favorite two, like that which have to be avoided, Kamini and Kanchanam. So Kamini means women. Women means like passion for the opposite sex, and then Kanchanam means possessions. Those are two things like which we are often like, or we are always attracted to. And if we think about it, these two means like everything in the world, because Kamini means attraction to people or living beings, whereas Kanchanam means attraction to insentient objects. So Narada says first is three, that means Kamini, like we have to avoid three. Charitram, charitram means history or about life of or just anything about women. The second is dhanam. So three dhana. Dhana means like wealth. So Kamini Kanchanam has to be avoided at all cost. We should not enter into futile discussions, futile analysis of Kamini and Kanchanam. Before we enter into as to why, Narada like is kind of compassionate, therefore he adds one more. So, and this one aspect is not mentioned anywhere, but it is like Narada's, like we have to say that either or in Narada is one compassionate, and two, Narada has peak intelligence. Of course he had peak intelligence because he created problems wherever he used to go. So if Narada was here, Srini and Rajesh will be fighting with each other, and then Vidya will like fly over to New Jersey to fight. Of course Aparna will run and come. So if Narada was there, like we know what to expect, what would have happened. So such kind of problem creation is only possible like if a person has peak intelligence. So here Narada says nastika charitram, nastikam. Nastikam means people who don't believe in Ishvara. So here people who don't believe in Ishvara means people who don't believe in the Ishvara that Narada is speaking about. So Narada spoke about Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Ishvara is a person who is all pervasive. Ishvara is Amrita Swarupam, Prema Swarupam. So that Ishvara who pervades the entire world, anyone who doesn't believe in such Ishvara, discussion about them, discussion with them is of no use. So if we just think about it, like it's kind of simple. Once Shanti's place, like when Rajesh was there, so there was one of Aparna's friend came over there, and he started talking about various philosophies. And he started, you were not there, but Aparna was there. So he started talking about a lot of concepts which are conflicting in nature. So one second, like he was praising Buddhism, And second, he was kind of going against Buddhism and supporting Christianity. And third, he was speaking about his own path. So such people, like, there are people who believe in Ishvara, but that Ishvara is not all-pervasive. That Ishvara is not a person who will not curse others. So there are philosophies, I don't want to take names, but there are philosophies which speak about Ishvara as cursing a person. If you don't accept me, you will go to hell, Naraka. So that's what many philosophies speak about. Of course, Krishna doesn't speak about any of this. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshyoti na priyah. Oh Arjuna, I don't have dvesham or ragam towards anyone. Oh, then what about your bhaktas? Ye bhajanti tu maam bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyaham. Those who worship me, they are in me, I am in them. We both are one. If we both are one, then how can I like? I can like. Liking is possible only for objects which are different from ourselves. So I can like Rajesh, I can like Srini, I can even love Rajesh, I can love Srini, but can I love myself? It is meant. Oh, then why do people commit suicide? Okay, suicide people are not people, it's a different concept there, but love for oneself is meant. It is already there. It doesn't need to be explicitly mentioned. So, Krishna doesn't speak about hating anyone. Suhridam sarva bhutanam bhoktaram yajna tapasam suhridam sarva bhutanam yatva maam shantim ruchyati. Krishna says in the 5th chapter that I am friends for everyone. I am the friend of everyone. Whoever comes to me, as Sai Baba used to say, come with open hands, I'll fill them with bliss. But there are people who kind of follow this a different Ishvara, a Ishvara who is not that clear, Ishvara whose qualities are not as per what the Shastras say. Shastras speak about an Ishvara who is all pervasive, as Amma says. Ishvara resides in each and every object of the world. He is the essence of everything. So that Ishvara, people who don't accept such an Ishvara, they are Nastikas. So in that case, many God believers are also Nastikas because they don't know. They don't know, and not knowing is one thing, but not knowing and claiming that I know, and then finding fault with other systems, that is also not good. Those are Nastikas. So anybody who doesn't accept such an Ishvara, such a person is a Nastika. We should stay away from such people. So, Tridhana Nastika Charitram Na Shravaniyam. We shouldn't listen to Charitram or details about women, wealth, and people who don't accept Ishvara. So, why this shouldn't be done? Of course, it's kind of very simple. As we said, Kamini Kanchana means Chara Acharam, moving and immoving objects of the world. Objects of the world are Nama Rupam, they are not real. Real is Ishvara. Of course, people who may not get deluded into Kamini and Kanchanam but still don't accept Ishvara. There are people like that, Atal Bihari Vajpayee is not married. But not marrying doesn't mean a person is realized. A person will realize, definitely no. There are people who are sannyasis who haven't realized. There are people who are grihasthas who have realized. So no limitations or restrictions are there. But people who don't accept Ishvara, who accept Nama Rupam, such people, or discussion with such people, filling our mind with such thoughts is not good. Of course, we can say, okay, if Amma also does that. Amma talks to a lot of people. That means she talks about women. Women means looking for help. She talks about wealth. She talks about she faces people who don't believe in God. So she does all that. Amma's case is different because Amma is a jnani. So Amma is a mere witness. Even when Amma is perceiving or helping any of these or indulging any of these thoughts, Amma internally knows each and every moment that there is no duality. That is the conviction level. And Amma doesn't need to put effort to contemplate or have Ishvara Chinta in her mind, because it is Swarupam or Swabhavam. It is that which is natural for Amma. So until that time, we should avoid. Avoid means, like, again, here comes a very important thing, like, avoid. I can't avoid. Avoiding, okay, from tomorrow onwards, like, I'll choose only people who accept Advitiya Satyam. Then we will end up with only 5 people in the entire United States. Maybe a little few others. Krishni is smiling. Nobody is taking a snap. So anyway, so it is not possible. So what this means is, we have to see it from a little different perspective as well. Narada says here is not about interactions, but about our mind dwelling on these things. So it is one thing to interact with people, and it is one thing to have people in our mind. So I've seen, like, many people in my office. So they interact so well. So they interact in such a way that, like, you may feel that, this person likes me. So I am, like, somebody important for them. But after office hours, don't even care. I've seen, like, people, managers helping out, like, developers. And at the same time, when those developers are sent home, they happily, like, arrange for a party, a lunch, and then, like, ask for a speech, and then go their own way. So that means it's one thing to interact, and it's another thing to dwell upon objects. So what we have to not do is, we have to, like, not get attached to objects. So attached to objects are people, which means that even when we are having attachment or showing attachment or affection externally, internally at the same time, remembering that everything is one Ishvara. So internally, like, we are preparing food, like, we are friends. Okay, friendship is fine, but internally, Ishvara, this friendship is also only you. Friends are also you. If there are some enemies, they are also you. Tornado, tsunami, Somali, pirates, they are also Ishvara. They are not different from Ishvara. Obama is Ishvara, like, the opponent of the opposition party, GOP, like, they are also Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. So there is nothing apart from Ishvara. Neha nana asti kinchana, or matta paradaram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. So this means that we don't have to get away from all of this. As much as possible, stay away from worldly topics, stay away from stri dhanam nastikam, or people, like, stay away from people who are worldly, stay away from objects which can delude you, stay away from people who can create a negative impact on our belief. It's okay to interact with a disbeliever, then we should try it out. Of course, I have tried it out. So after you discuss with a disbeliever, he will give some logic. He will not be able to prove that Advitiya Satyam is there. Or for that matter, like Amma. I want to prove that, like, Amma is Mahatma. Can we prove? Definitely no. Amma is beyond our grasp, so we cannot prove. But at the same time, what will happen? I try to convince Srini. Srini gives some logic. Srini is very good in logic. So Srini gives some logic. And then what happens? I am not still, like, away from Amma. I believe in Amma, but still my faith gets shattered a little bit. I lose confidence. Is it that way? Is it definitely Srini is smiling? Okay, don't try it, okay? Don't have to try it. Like, I'll use some kutarkas. I'll use Kuvalaya Peera Nyayam. And something else that I know. Or only words. And hearing those words, Nyaya words, like, you'll run away. So don't try it on me. If you want, you can try it on Vidya or Aparna. They are, like, very good. They're very good people, so they love Nyayam. So anyway, so what will happen is, we will lose confidence. So we will lose confidence, or at least not lose confidence, but our confidence level will decrease, which is not good for us in the spiritual path. So that means we have to do, like, all actions, but at the same time, try to stay away from anything that distracts us from Ishvara, which is Sri Dhanam Nastikam. As much as possible, try. And if still we have to like somebody, some disbeliever confronts us, then openly tell, okay, this is my belief, you can accept it or not. If we can't say it, like, oh, it is my manager, I can't say openly, okay, then agree, okay, say, okay, yeah, I am a disbeliever. Oh, you have like, oh, dear manager, oh, dear boss, you have opened my eyes. I'm now a disbeliever. And then go back to your cube and smile inside. What a fool. Manager is a fool. He thought he can change me. So internally, like, that's why Ramana Maharshi says, Ishwara Pitam Naichya Kritam. It's about inner attitude and not external action. So even while like we are like try to avoid all this as much as possible, Kamini, Kanchanam and Nastika. But if we cannot, then at least in the mind try to avoid them, try to remove them. How can I do it in the mind? Very easy. If they can create such an impression in our mind, they are a small limited beings. If they can cause such impression, how will be the impression of infinite Ishwara? They are small limited beings, they can create such impression in our mind. So what would be the impression of infinite Ishwara? So we just have to create an impression in our mind about Ishwara, which means just remember Ishwara. Oh, Ishwara, you are only there. Or if we can't remember that everything is Ishwara, Namarupam is Mithya, then at least say that, okay, Ishwara's Leela. Lokavattu tat Leela Kaivalyam. Everything is a divine play. Oh, Ishwara, this is your play that I should do it. But it is your play. It is your play. That itself means, even though like these disbelievers might come to me, even though these vasanas might afflict me, it is your play. The moment we say it is Ishwara, it is your play. It is all pervasive Ishwara's play. Immediately we will find that those vasanas or their strength gets reduced. Those vasanas will get reduced. So it is not that easy as we think. It might be, it is not that simple a concept to implement. So in theory, things are kind of very simple. But when we try to implement them, that is when the real struggle starts. But it is very much possible. And like, one of the very easy way to avoid all these three, nastikam and like dhanam, and a very easy way to avoid all these three is, what is it?
Remember Ishwara.
Remember Ishwara. Like, how can you remember Ishwara? The simplest way to remember Ishwara. People on the phone can also answer. If you answer properly, I'll give you a Kit Kat that Srini is keeping in his pocket.
Remember Amma.
No, that is the same as Ishwara. Are people on the phone sleeping or? Attendance, please. Wake up call.
I'm there.
Vidya?
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Like, girls are supposed to be bright. So you should give at least one answer. Everybody has one answer. Srini has already, like, quota is two. Srini is now leading the war. Yeah, come on, just blabber something.
What do you mean, we blabber? You're mocking at us?
No, girls do that, right? Don't they?
What do you mean?
Okay, anyway, no, don't. Like, blabber means, like, just say something. No answer? Did you guys have like a dinner or not yet? Oh, Aparna. Hey, Vidya, you're still in Connecticut or?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, your style is like they passed it. I'm not going to eat you. Oh God. Yeah, for people on the phone, like, he is looking as if, Rajesh is looking as if I'm going to eat him now.
come back.
No, no. Okay, it's simple. The simplest way to... The simplest way to remember Ishvara is satsanga. Activities where Ishvara smarana is all, as Srini said, remembering Ishvara. The simplest way of remembering Ishvara is satsanga. So if we can like have satsanga, that itself means we are remembering Ishvara, which itself means that we don't have spridana nastika charitram. So that is the easiest way. So that is why Amma says that satsangam, like we have to have satsanga as much as possible, whenever possible, it will always help us. So even though it may be like 10 minutes of satsanga, it may be like 2 minutes, still we know the story, like we know various stories about satsanga, Narada's story. A small kid like who jumps onto Narada's shoulder saying, "Oh Narada, don't you remember me? I am that small cat, the kitten, and the small puppy, and the small calf. Don't look at me as if I was a kitten in the previous birth." No. Luckily, I was in the kitchen. So anyway, so that story like explains as to clearly as to what bhakti can help. And there is a very, very bold statement of Krishna. It is worth like, if we have something like framing in our mind, like we can frame that. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. So Kaunteya pratijanihi, oh Kaunteya pratijanihi means no. No, for sure. What? Na me bhakta pranashyati. Na me bhaktaha, my bhakta, my devotee. Na, never pranashyati, never perishes. So that means, oh Arjuna, I'll take care of my bhakta. There are ways to express a concept or a thought. You can express it positively, you can express it negatively. So you can say like, lead a good life. Lead a good life. It's a simple example. You can also say, don't indulge in smoking or drinking or drugs. The negative way has like more power. The negative, wherever negative we see, like when Amma says do this, it's okay. When Amma says don't do this, we have to be very careful. Amma says don't do this, that means it has more precedence, it has more power. So similarly, in this case, Krishna says, my bhakta na pranashyati, never perishes, means it's a negative way of killing. He could say like, my bhaktas are eternal. He doesn't say that. He says, my bhakta will never perish. So that means, in a negative way, it is powerful. And Krishna has always like kept this promise of his. Like there are many cases. So once, like whenever we used to go to Vallika long back, there used to be some or the other experience. So what used to happen, like one chapter ago. So once what happened was, like we were going in a van, matador van, and we had parked, like in, people who have gone there will know, like the Arabian Sea, the shore. So there we had parked, of course it was sand, we didn't know that. And it was like, somehow the water came in or something, and the sand like got, it's like the tire went into the sand. So like my father and lot of people, like trainees were there. In telecommunications, trainees are people like us. So they are young, they are strong. So what we did was, like we all of us, like what we did, the driver was in the driver's seat, it was a back tire. So we would like lift the van. Lift the van means like we were able to lift it full. But the driver would like push the pedal, accelerator, will again go down. Didn't work at all, and it was early morning after Devi Bhava, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. And then, like we were trying a lot of things, like for 1 hour, nothing happened. All of a sudden, like all the other vans have left. Because they, after Devi Bhava, immediately people will leave. All of a sudden, a brahmachari came. Brahmachari came and he said like, Amma said like that, I have to go to Kollam. I have to go to Koyilavan, which is on the way to in our route. And Amma said that like there are some bhaktas like who may need your help. So go and help them out. You can also get a lift. So he came like and he like looked at it. So he said, what are you trying? So he said like your tire went inside, so we are trying to lift it. Then he said, oh, this won't work. Like what you have to do is lift it, put a plank, and then accelerate it, it will come back and it will come out. So we got plank from Amma's ashram. It's a simple solution. Engineers, we are all engineers there. That also explains as to why Mahatmas like Amma will have solution for everything, whereas our intelligent intellect will not have solutions when it is required. But more than that, what it shows is that, of course, it was like the tire came out, and then like we were able to start from there. But it shows that like Amma will protect people like who call out to her. And that too, like all the people in the van, we were not true bhaktas, you know, at least like bhakta like Narada to that extent. But like when we were struggling to get the van out of like van's tire out of the sand, we all were calling out Amma, 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 because we didn't know what to do. It's dark night, like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's nobody there, and it's a like sunsan jagah hai. So like it's a non-crowded place, meaning non-crowded place. Okay, as somebody will blink, he'll blink. Then you know like, oh, he didn't understand. So sunsan jagah hai. So what happened was like we were afraid. So we called out Amma's name. Immediately help came. So we can like each of us would have experienced Amma's help in some way or the other. Like since we have been like following Amma for at least 1 or 2 years, we ourselves can experience it. So what it means is Krishna's promise, eternal promise of Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So what we have to do is just have Ishvara Smarana, simplest way, satsanga. If we do that, Ishvara will protect us at all times. So that means Sri Dhana Nastika Charitram, oh what Sri, what Dhanam, what Nastikam, oh Ishvara, I don't know anything apart from you. If we have that attitude, Ishvara will put us in a place where all these are there. So Ishvara will put us in a place like where we'll be able to meet Amma. Ishvara will put us in a place like where satsanga is happening. Aparna's case, like she has become the lead singer in one of the satsanga group. That is what she wanted and she got it. That is what really happens. So anyway, so that is what will happen. Namhe bhakta pranashyati. So if we have Ishvara Smarana and offer all actions to Amma, then Amma will take care. And from our side, we can try to stay away from Tri Dhanam and Nastikam, all those. But if we have to do it, then we have to immediately offer it to Amma and say, Amma, all this is your leela. Amma, this is your play. You are playing me. Of course, like it is fine. Srini is not playing me. At least you are playing me. So I'm saved. Srini is playing me. I don't know what will happen. At least you are playing me. Therefore, I am saved. Therefore, I can remain calm. I can like, I don't need to worry in my mind. So worries will automatically get reduced if we become bhakta. And if we become bhakta, whatever Narada spoke about in this sutra of Tri Dhana Nastika Charitram, all those will automatically be taken care of, and that is what we have to strive for. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to do that. We'll continue Bhakti Sutra in the next day. But individual,